Bothering around my house. train, babe. Can't buy a thrill. Well, I've been up all night, leaning on the windowsill. Well, if I die on top of the hill.
John, which is what I was going to say before, and this is a thing called Is It Love, which is going to be released as a single, I understand, on Columbia, if I'm not much mistaken.
Is it love?
we have another 4 hours in the benign nocturnal sunshine of the perfume garden. It's a marvellous thought, isn't it? Those were John. I think it is. I hope you do too. That was called Is It Love? And here is unashamedly one of my favourite tracks in the Revolver LP, which I share with, actually, nobody else seems to like it particularly strongly, but I think it's marvellous.
Takes her time and doesn't feel she has to hurry. She no longer needs you. And in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years. You want her, you need her, and yet you don't believe her when she says her love is dead. You think she needs you. And in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years. You stay home, she goes out. She says that long ago she knew someone, but now he's gone, she doesn't need him. Your day breaks, your mind aches. There will be times when all the things she said will fill your head. You won't forget her. And in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years.
Now confusion reigns here in the perfume garden, unfortunately. Those, of course, are the Beatles, and that was for no one. And Country Joe and the Fish now. Oops. And I told you confusion is raining, and this is not so sweet, Martha Lorraine.
She hides in an attic concealed on a shelf, behind volumes of literature based on herself. and runs across the pages like some tiny elf, knowing that it's hard to find stuff way back in her mind. Winds up spending all of her time trying to memorize every line. Sweet Lorraine, ah, sweet Lorraine, sweet lady of death wants me to die. So she can come sit by my bedside and sigh. And wipe away the tears from all my friends' eyes. Then softly she will explain just exactly who was to blame for causing me to go insane. Finally blow out my brain, sweet Lorraine. Ah, sweet Lorraine. Well, you know that it's a shame and a pity you were raised up in the city and you never learned nothing about country ways. Oh, about country ways. The joy of life, she dresses in black. With celestial secrets engraved in her back. And her face keeps flashing that she's got a knack. But you know, when you look into her eyes, all she's learned had to memorize, and the only way you'll ever get her high is to let her do her thing and then watch you die. Sweet Lorraine, ah, sweet Lorraine. Now she's the one who gives us all those magical things. The stories out of the I Ching. Then she passes out a whole new basket of rings that when you put on your hand makes you one of the angel band and gives you the power to be a man. But what it does for her you never quite understand. Sweet Lorraine, ah, sweet Lorraine. Well, you know that it's a shame and a pity you were raised up in the city and you never learned nothing about country ways. Oh, about country ways. Oh.
Outside my house to see the doorstep, lightly through the blazing on the
was called Hyacinth Thread, as you see, which is a new release on the Columbia label. And you have to forgive us for all the confusion, which I'm very, very sorry, but we had to move out of one studio into another because, as you could tell, there was something wrong with the signal that was coming out of the other one. You know, that crackling sound, which you'll have noticed, is gone. So they're fixing that, so I'm in a different room right now, you see, which explains all the mistakes that I should be making during the next 10 or 15 minutes. Anyway, here's Mark Bolan again, and this is a thing called Hippie Gumbo. Gumbo, which I think is great. I don't know when it was released or at all anything about it, but there you are. Very strange things happening in the Third Season Garden tonight, but we're going to get it all organised. Mad engineer Russ Tollefield is at work, and what more could you possibly ask for? Here's John Mayall with the Blues Breakers and Double Trouble.
Close to where I got no place to go.
Bad looking trouble.
And I've got no money to show.
Hey, hey, hey.
You got to make it if you try.
Baby, that's a lie. Yes, living in this generation of millionaires, it's hard for me to keep a decent load of work.
This morning, playing all the records that have brought us happiness and joy in the Perfume Garden. Don't forget also, as I mentioned before, to make yourself a Perfume Garden badge and wear it, regardless of how ridiculous you feel, because it's important, because we've got to start communicating with one another before it's all too late, you see. And it transpires, incidentally, that the trouble in the other studio was of my fault, you see, as I had a feeling it would be, you know, but mad engineer Russ Tollefield and almost as mad engineer Mike Howell told me that it's because of something that I had done, you see. So, it shows you typical Peelian confusion. Here's Tim Hardin, and this is from Tim Hardin 1, Hang On To A Dream, which is something we'll be doing over the next few months.
What can I say? She's a walking away from what we've seen. What can I do, still loving you? It's all a dream. How can we hang on to a dream? How can it really be the way it seems? What can I do, she's the same through with how it was. What will I try? I still don't see why she says what she does. How can we hang on to a dream? How can it really be the way it seems? What can I say? She's walking away from what we've seen. What can I do? Still loving you. It's all a dream. How can we hang on to a dream? How can it really be the way it seems? How can we hang on to a dream?
10 minutes until 2, which means something like 3 hours and 40 minutes. Is that right? I don't know, I'm a very bad mathematician. 3 hours and 40 minutes left of the Perfume Garden anyway. And here's another group. They've got a couple of LPs released in the States, which ought to be worth hearing if you've never got hands on a copy. The Electric Prunes, and this is called Wind Up Toy.
Tomorrow, bringing gladness and some sorrow. Oh. A bit, we're so far out. Looking through crystal spectacles, I can see I had your fun. Doing our paper back reader made the teacher suspicious about insanity. Fingers always touching, girl. What levels you've been changing, getting a little bit better, no doubt. The doctor bit was so far out. Looking through all kinds of windows, I could see I had your fun. Looking through all kinds of windows, I can see I had your fun. Looking through crystal spectacles, I can see I had your fun. Looking through crystal spectacles, I can see I had your fun. Rebel against society, such a tiny speculating whether to be a hip hop. Skip along quite merrily through our levels you've been changing. Elevator in the brain hotel, broken down but just as well. Looking through crystal spectacles, I can see I had your fun.
That's Donovan with the epistle to Dippy. 4 minutes before 2 o'clock, and we shall have some exhilarating weather for you at two. I know you're looking enormously forward to that. Here's another fellow who's given us a lot of pleasure in the Perfume Garden, and there's a Cream with Eric Clapton and Jack Bruce. and Ginger Baker, The Tales of Brave Ulysses.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
By the sirens sweetly singing, for the sparkling waves are calling you to kiss the white lace nymphs. And you see a girl's brown body dancing through the turquoise, and her footprints make you follow where the sky loves the sea. And when your fingers find her, she drowns you in her body, carving deep blue ripples in the tissues of your mind.
Tiny purple fishes run laughing through your fingers, and you want to take her with you to the hard land of the winter.
Her name is Aphrodite, and she rides a crimson shell. And you know you cannot leave her, for you touch the distant sands. With tales of brave Ulysses, how his naked ears were tortured by the sirens sweetly singing.
Tiny purple fishes run laughing through your fingers, and you want to take her with you to the hard land of the winter.
The Cream and Tales of Brave Ulysses, perhaps one of these days in the Perfume Garden, if it expands a little bit, you'll be able to sail around from island to island in beautiful Greek boats and things like this. There'd be huge ships, you know, with great big sails, with cargoes of jade and rubies and sweet wine. It'll be something very nice indeed.